keeping you well. It's Health Call on Fort Wayne's Morning News.
This week's update brought to you by Fort Wayne Endocrinology, where hormone optimization helps minimize the symptoms of menopause, thyroid disorders, and low testosterone. No referral is necessary. So visit fwendo.com to get the phone number and schedule an evaluation. Feel like yourself again with help from Fort Wayne Endocrinology. Now, a few weeks ago, Health Call's Lee Kelso told us that top health officials in England right now had kind of changed their tune on the coronavirus. They're admitting we can't stop it from spreading, and they're really starting to shift their focus to life after the pandemic. Well, now a former FDA commissioner is going public with this same outlook. Lee Kelso joining us live right now. Lee, what changes does this guy see in our future?
Well, hey, Kayla, Dr. Scott Gottlieb lays it all out in an article in Atlantic Magazine. And as you said, he was head of the Food and Drug Administration. He's now on the board at Pfizer. He calls the virus a persistent menace on par with the seasonal flu, which he says already adds significant strain on healthcare, business, and schools every winter. COVID, he says, adds an economic and health burden that we just can't ignore. So he's telling us time to shift thinking from COVID zero to accepting a manageable level of COVID risk.
Okay, so what exactly does that mean? What kind of steps does he think we'll take? I mean, please don't tell me we're going to be wearing masks every year.
Yeah, well, he says some people may voluntarily choose to wear masks, kind of like they do over in Asian countries. He thinks in some parts of the country, it's going to become the cultural norm, just kind of what people do. Businesses, however, he says, may shift their thinking and start limiting big meetings, trade shows, and conferences only to the summer months, when the risk of respiratory viruses is lower. And picture this. He thinks you may no longer gather in the conference room at your plant or at the office. During virus season or outbreaks, you might sit at your desk and meet via Zoom, even though everybody's in the same building. And he suggests buildings themselves may have to change with more fresh air and enhanced filtration.
So if the virus is going to continue to spread, do you foresee more vaccine mandates or new drugs becoming available?
Well, yes and yes. Dr. Gottlieb says eventually there is going to be an antiviral pill we'll be able to take when you're diagnosed with COVID. It probably isn't going to stop the virus completely, but it will reduce symptoms or prevent severe disease. And he suggests home test kits that are in such short supply right now, they're going to be everywhere. And so you'll be able to quickly tell within just a few minutes, testing at home, whether you're sick with COVID or something else. Now, he does think that vaccine mandates as a condition of employment are going to be more widespread. And he thinks businesses need to change their sick day policies and the culture in the workplace. So it's acceptable to stay home when you have the cold or the flu, rather than be the tough guy and head to work and spread your virus to everybody you work with. Pretty interesting to see what's going to happen as we shift into winter in this phase of Delta. But for look beyond all of that, this article's pretty interesting read, so I've got it linked up for you right now on the Health Call Facebook page.
All right, love it. We'll have to check it out there for sure, Lee. As always, thanks for you joining us for our Health Call Live segment every Tuesday at this time here on WoWo. And this week's update brought to you by Fort Wayne Endocrinology, where hormone optimization helps minimize the symptoms of menopause, thyroid disorders, and low testosterone. No referral is necessary, so visit fwendo.com to get the phone number and schedule an evaluation. Feel like yourself again with help from Fort Wayne Endocrinology.
Health Call every Tuesday on WoWo and online at healthcall.live.
Podcasts by Federated Media.